It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Now we will dive into a trending report. Katie, what's going on locally?
Okay, so there was an explosion at a Wendy's last night at like 6th and Spear area, that spot downtown. There's a lot of TV stations around there, actually. And our partners at 9 News, they actually saw a heavily damaged SUV near the drive-thru of the restaurant, surrounded by police tape. But we don't know what's happening. There's been no reports of injuries, so it looks like everybody's okay in that area. But there's still looking into it. The story's developing. Kind of crazy, though, right?
That is. When you say there's an explosion at a Wendy's, I instantly think of their delicious chili.
Yeah. I just thought it was the bathroom.
Yeah,
someone was in there with their delicious chili. I'm going to blow this place up.
That chili oil that they have, that chili seasoning, that'll do it to you. Oh,
now, let me ask you, have you
so
heard
good.
The rumor that with the beef in their chili, they basically scrape the griddles and have like all the leftover beef that's kind of, you know, broken off their patties?
Please don't do that.
And they put it in the chili. Have you heard that rumor?
I don't know if it's true.
No,
please don't do
this
that.
Is what I've
it.
Heard.
It is. What, the...
Why would that be bad? That sounds freaking delicious.
Yeah. Well, and it is the leftover hamburger meat that they use, but it's not the.
I thought they like scraped
the griddles. Scraped
off the griddles.
I honestly does.
You're
what
right.
I've heard.
That is delicious. All just
I
flavor.
I want
that's
it to be
flavor.
That. It's like grease and flavor. And yeah. Like. Crispy bits
delicious,
of beef.
Delicious, but that is not what they
so
use. Chili.
They need
Wendy's,
to start.
Wendy's chili is
it's so
amazing.
Good.
Like, you know the hack, too, where you get their baked potato?
Yeah, and you put
and
the chili,
put the
on,
chili
yes.
on top of the potato.
Oh my gosh,
absolutely.
Yum.
Or you're their french fries. You take their french fries, dump those out,
chili
put the chili
fries.
On top.
We
and
are
then
living
on there?
In an amazing
cheese.
Time.
Yummy. But like we'll be watching this story because there has to be some more news on it today. We also have a new story about a Colorado company that built a big fridge. This is so cool. So they are a company that is advancing quantum computing things in their industry.
Beep, boop, boop,
right?
Boop,
does that sound smart?
That's a lot of words.
Okay, so let me just put it this way. So if you think of 269 degrees Celsius negative, right?
That's
negative
cold.
200.
That's chilly.
Times that by three.
That's colder than my mother-in-law. Hey,
that's the fridge that they're making. It is that cold.
What's
and they're
the
doing it because quantum computers do things like find cures for cancer. I mean, these computers, they end infectious diseases.
They get so
diseases. Hot because they're so big. So these fridges keep them cool. And it is so necessary that they do this. But it is a local Colorado company, Maybell. Maybell Quantum Industries is who's doing it. And they're getting a lot of national love for it.
This
it's a really
quantum
big deal.
Computing is fascinating.
Yes.
I know Google just released one of their new ones, and they were solving equations that take something like 100,000 years. And I think it was even more time
out.
Than that, and they did it in 7 minutes or
See?
Something.
Yeah, these quantum computers
the
are...
The processing power is insane.
It is so
But
impressive.
Yeah, they say that it's going to be huge for mankind with...
Yeah.
Solving medical issues.
A
it's
lot.
Like one
cool.
of the biggies.
Well, we like that then. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really neat.
That's and that's cool. kind of the thing is one of the things they're really focusing on is turning the clock back when it comes to climate change. So they're like, we need to get better at building these computers that do that. And that's this step towards that. So I love it. Another
one of
local
those
company.
Google quantum computers looked at data of all the Google data centers because it takes so much electricity and cooling power to run those massive amounts of electricity.
Yeah.
And they threw like this AI program at it and said, hey, try to reduce the cost. And within a couple minutes, they reduced everything by 30-40% as far as their costs and efficiency when it comes to running these data centers.
That's
it was like,
crazy.
They said it would have taken somebody like an engineer thousands of years to figure it out.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Let's use the robots and technology in our favor. Like,
yes.
for good things. That's
and
what
those
I'm
rooms
saying.
Are so cold, you can keep your lunch in there, too, when you get to work.
That's right. fantastic.
Just keep your sandwich in there.
It'll be cold by dinner.
That'll
be awesome.
Be strictly frozen, actually. Speaking of frozen, so this is a story that reminds us not to go on ice. You're probably going to fall through it, okay? So a woman in Pueblo, her dog ran out on the ice. It was chasing geese. And it fell into the water. So that woman's like, I have to go after it. And she also fell in the ice. Firefighters in Pueblo had to rescue both the dog and the woman. Thankfully, they're okay. They had to go to the hospital to make sure that they were going to be okay. But
hypothermia, yeah.
This is just another reminder. If your dog runs on to a frozen lake, I know it is scary, but please do not run after it.
You're heavier than your dog.
It's so much harder to get you out of the lake than it is that dog. So please keep that in mind.
Look at you.
Oh,
geez.
I don't want people
Safety
falling
Sam
in lakes.
Over there.
I grew up on North Dakota and in North Dakota, and they had outside of the town I grew up, there was a car on the lake. And when the car would stay on top of the lake and not go through, that's when it was safe enough to go out there and ice mm-hmm. fish. But when that car fell through the lake, you know it wasn't safe anymore. That was
car
a telltale sign.
It's terrifying.
Car on lake.
Know,
you're not
exactly.
good.
My dad, so, you know, the fire yeah. chief growing up, put the fear of God into me about going out onto the frozen lakes because he's yeah. like, you go under that hole
it's
and
so
you don't
much
come
harder.
Right back up into the same hole. You
don't.
Go under and then all of a sudden you're like 50 feet to the right and then you're
yeah.
doom, doom, doom.
The current takes you.
Like the current takes you. And we've got a little lake in my neighborhood that we can go walk around. I mean, it's a good sized lake actually, and the houses around it. And we go out there and do our walks and stuff, and every time we're out there, I quiz the kids. Do you ever go out on ice? Yeah. Like, no, Dad.
It's probably annoying to like, them, but life-saving.
It's annoying to them, but I was like, you know, G-Paw put the fear of God in me growing yeah. up about the ice. You don't ever go out
See,
on
that's,
it.
See, that's funny because I grew up and I skated on lakes constantly because I'm a hockey guy over here. I just yeah. went up, but that's in the mountains.
That's in the mountains.
The
yeah.
ice is...
Which, how about the lake at Georgetown when they go out and do the ice races with the trucks
the
on there?
Cars.
And
yes.
the studded tires?
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
But that's been tested.
14-inch ice, man. Ooh. You're not going
Still.
Anywhere.
Still.
I mean, that's a cool race, by the way. That's
yeah.
a really fun race to watch.
It is.
Could never do it. Speaking of ice, snow, and cold stuff, the Philadelphia Eagles are selling snow from last week's playoff game.
Oh.
Geron Sports.
What?
It was collected from the end zone after last week's playoff game, and they're charging $50 for a pint of it.
It's going to get to you as water.
They send it in insulated containers with dry ice and detailed care instructions. And believe it or not, it's already sold out.
How do you know that it's actually
you
that
don't
fair?
Know.
Like,
don't. You don't.
Come on.
I'd
but
like
hey,
put a little turf in there or something. Yeah.
Some sucker is buying all this up. Is there a price on here?
Yeah,
oh, yeah I said it. Yeah, I said it already. $50 per pint. So,
50.
Yeah, 50
There's
bucks.
No way I'd pay that
they
much
really,
for snow.
They really capitalize
Sports
on everything.
People are crazy, you guys.
So they are.
Somebody's buying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, my brother's an Eagles fan. I bet you he bought this. He lives in the land of snow. He doesn't need any more snow.
I've got more Geron Sports. If you're having a Super Bowl party, you can't really pause the game and hit the restroom because you got people over and everybody's
yeah.
watching it in the commercials. So a new survey out this morning asking people the best and worst times to leave the room to go get your tinkle on. The best one?
Timeouts.
During kickoff, they said, just
what?
Go right during kickoff. I feel like that's pretty soon to be urinating, though.
Huh. Yeah, right. You barely one drink
No,
in.
You know what? Check that. That was the second most popular. The top answer was right before the halftime show.
Okay.
That's the
okay,
best
that
time.
Sense.
Which
yeah.
that does make sense.
Makes sense.
But that's when all the really good commercials
Everyone,
come on.
And that's when yes. everyone's going to go. Like, I say you go at an off time.
It's
going to
be a line.
Yeah, you got to factor that in.
The worst time was the halftime show.
Yeah.
I see
yeah.
you want to stick around for
yeah.
that.
Kendrick.
Which
one
about
are.
You? I'm excited
Kendrick.
To watch
yeah.
all of it, right?
I am.
Oh, yeah. I can't
yes.
wait. Woo.
I'm not really pumped about that.
Katie,
no,
this is for you.
I am. I'm pumped.
You can get paid $1,000 to taste test Costco's Super Bowl snacks.
Oh, they're going to pay me?
The site Financial Buzz. They're looking to hire somebody to taste 20 different snacks. Pays $1,000 plus a $500 gift card to buy it all at the end of it. What are you testing? Wings, pizza, mini tacos, mozzarella sticks?
How do I get this job?
Financialbuzz.com.
Okay.
There's a free plug for them.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't really know why they're doing this.
I mean, people have probably already applied for this. It's probably taken a long time ago. Like, I can't imagine a
you
lot gotta of
You got to put a little work into
to.
It. You got
to
take a picture of each item and then write a brief description, too. And then rate them about how good they are. But whatever, you get free
snacks. Food homework? Let's go.
Free snacks. Woo woo. A realtor for Adele's former mansion is having a hard time selling the property because of the singer's past claims that the home is haunted.
Oh, gosh.
The realtor is saying that Adele's comments negatively impacted future marketing efforts and continues to affect the property's reputation to this day, is the quote. So they're just having a hard time unloading this thing. It's $7 million.
But wow.
In the past, she's like, it's haunted. I can't stand living here.
Haunted.
It's haunted. So now she can't sell it.
It's hard to sell haunted houses.
You know what? You speak the truth,
you
Katie.
Know, like,
not in October.
You know what? You're not lying.
I don't like haunted houses. Ghosts scare me.
Speaking of my goofy mother-in-law, the former house that she used to live in, they would come home and all the kitchen cabinets would be open.
Yeah, that's... I would freak out.
That's
I would probably
she'd like
that
hear
house
them,
too.
And, you know, opening and closing them. And no, nobody was there. She would leave and then come home and everything was open.
They just used to tickle my feet at night. I didn't like that. Like, so, yeah,
that wasn't a ghost. No, that was just some weird random dude you brought home from the bar.
Stop it, Mark. Stop it. I'm trying to sleep.
Spirit Airlines is announcing that you can't wear see-through clothing anymore. It'll get you kicked off your next flight.
You could?
Can't.
No more sheer tops. Yeah, no more sheer tops without a bra. No more plastic pants. No more full fishnet bodysuit, Josh. They updated their fine print this week to ban things that could be seen as, quote, lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature.
Looks like I'm flying Delta.
Subjective. I think all that other stuff sounded great.
Taking away all the fun.
So anyway, that says, yeah, anything that's see-through and tops that don't offer adequate coverage. And pants or skirts that expose your butt and private parts. What are people wearing to fly?
Have you ever flown Spirit? Let me tell you.
I haven't.
That could be part of it, buddy. How am I going to show off my third nipple?
Oh, jeez. Well, just wear a crop top. If you told me where it is, just wear the crop top.
Take a peek. Yeah. Let me give you one more thing. Here's your Fat America. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls for new pizza-flavored cereal.
Ugh.
That sounds horrible. Putting that in milk?
Why?
It's coated in their Cinnadust, so it's pizza with cinnamon and sugar basically all on top of it.
But it, like,
that
tomato...
sound horrible.
Tomato pizza or just the crust? So
I
it's it, like...
That
just confuses
does sound
me.
Horrible.
Do
what
your
do you mean?
Research. I don't okay. know. That's your Fat America. Let's do this. We have a Facebook page. We post a lot of stuff on there. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. You can go on there this morning and see a TikTok video that I posted. It's of a mom that's gone viral after showcasing all the weird stuff that was in her 12-year-old's locker at school.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess the school messaged her and said, hey, can you come with a trash bag and empty this thing out because it's really, really bad. There was stuff in there like jackets and headphones and a rotten apple, but also... remote controls from their house and a framed photo of Nicolas Cage.
Nick.
A 12-year-old?
Nick Cage.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it's kind of a funny video, so check it out on our Facebook, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.